It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Zion Williamson has been shut down for the remainder of the season, which obviously is a sad moment for all of
us. Not the MVP, Hawk.
Well, right? fresh legs next season. Fresh legs next season. I'll ask you this. Would you have Zion to be shut down for the season? That's a nice little, you did heat minus nine, huh? You rode heat minus nine.
Rode heat minus nine. Hit him in the head yesterday, heat minus nine.
Look at you.
Game was, I didn't even watch the fourth quarter.
I was, you know, speaking of show prep or whatever, so Will Manso comes on. I write questions still. These guys have been coming on for a decade. I still write out questions in advance to give myself a little, you know, head start when I'm talking to someone. Wrote a question for Will. I'll ask you. You don't even have to give me a well-thought-out answer yet. But I was thinking about this as I saw that, you know, Zion had been shut down. And we had a conversation yesterday about Kevin Durant and Phoenix. And would you still take a flyer on him next season? Who would you be more apt to take a flyer on next season if you're the Heat? Kevin Durant or Zion Williamson?
Ooh, Zion. Younger, more upside. Kevin Durant got 2 years left in him. Zion,
and he's got injuries too. Like, he's been shut down before as well for probably more legitimate reasons than being overweight.
His ankle's gone. I remember watching his Achilles pop in the playoffs that year. Yeah, I would take Zion, but either one of them. Like, those are my only two options, Hawk. Give me a third. Can I have a C and a D?
I have a feeling they're both going to be available, and they both can be, I think, in the right situation, difference makers, champions. I mean, Zion was a champion in college. He was a champion in college.
Yes, yes.
Kevin Durant was a champion in the NBA. But they have to be – didn't Duke win that season? Did Duke not win that season?
When he tore his shoe up?
Did they win that season? I don't think Duke has won a NCAA title since 2018. I'd have to go back and check.
All right. I may be wrong on that. So maybe he's not a champion. But I think both those guys could still be – I'm not talking tertiary pieces. I'm talking major pieces of an NBA championship in the right situation.
KD has had an opportunity to be that guy, and he couldn't be that guy.
Right, but what if he went to a situation, same like Zion, what if he went to a situation like the Heat, a culture that breeds winning, a culture that has a head coach who knows how to put disparate pieces together that somehow end up working.
KD has a better chance of winning the championship than Zion here. I'd take Zion just because he's younger.
Yeah, but they didn't win that year. They got to the Elite Eight and lost. Here's the thing, though. If we're talking longevity, I guess you go with Zion, but he's 6 years into the NBA already. He hasn't played more than 60 games once in his NBA career, and he's only getting older. Like, if you're telling me best chance to win a title, I think next season Kevin Durant gets you closer to a title than Zion Williamson does next season. So I think just
if you can keep Zion healthy, though, because you saw him this season when he's healthy and when he's engaged. That dude was unstoppable those games.
But Solana, to your point, I've watched Kevin Durant young with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. I've watched Kevin Durant old in Brooklyn. I've watched Kevin Durant now when he gets Steph and Clay and Draymond, he can win it. Can KD be the guy? KD, Bam, and Tyler, I don't think they're coming out of the East.
Yeah, maybe not. But I think they're closer to a title with Kevin Durant than the Heat are with Zion. And the play with Zion isn't, okay, next year you're a title contender. It's, okay, you're putting Bam and Zion together. Now go find other pieces to make you a title contender. But we're sick of Jimmy Butler, the Heat organization, because he doesn't play more than 50 games a season. Now you're going to go get a guy who's only getting older, has weight issues, and can't stay on the court? Just doesn't seem like
saying,
a move that he
would have in the right situation. I'm acknowledging that's been his reality for 6 years. I'm saying, could that reality change if he were here?
Who was Karate Man? The guy that did karate.
James Johnson.
Remember James Johnson? And he got here and he was fat and then he stayed fat. And he was just fat. And then they benched him and he stayed fat. Do you think Zion is now going to not eat because he's a Heat player with great restaurants?
I do believe that players have resurgences with organizations sometimes that, you know, they and I think Sam Darnold is probably the perfect example coming off last NFL season. Like sometimes a change of scenery and a change of coaching style. I don't know. It happens. It's happened before. I mean, there are guys who were left for dead and left the and came to the Heat organization and had a revitalization. There were guys, we talked about Kendrick Nunn yesterday. Nunn was a success here, nowhere else. Now he petered out here as well. I get it. But he was a success here and nowhere else. Deion Waiters, where did he go after here? He came here from Cleveland?
Yes. I think he went to Los Angeles after, maybe Philadelphia for a stint after. But he petered out as well.
But he never had the success that he did when he was here. You know, it just, yeah. I don't know. I think there's something about it. Anyway, I want to get to Will Mann, so I want to get to Chris Whittingham. I want to give away Count and Crows tickets today and maybe play some best of stuff to celebrate the last 11 years that we've done. So let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Damn, Deion Waiters won a title with the Los Angeles Lakers the year after he left the Miami Heat. I forgot about that in the bubble.
Was he active, though?
No.
He did not play a major significant role.
He played no role, but he was on the roster.
Okay. Mm.
I feel like that's my role here.
You're successful.
I'll take the Deion Waiters role if it gets me a ring.
You're like Gabe Vincent in L.A.
Oh, man, he's so good.
And that's another guy.
I was thinking about Gabe Vincent. Did we maximize him? Max Strus. Like, you're right. The Heat organization can maximize players, but I don't think they can make a guy that's not an MVP an MVP hog. That's my thing with Zion. Like,
but could they win a championship by adding, if you add the Zion Williamson, who put up back-to-back, didn't he put up back-to-back triple-doubles this season? Like, if you add, or it was within the same week, if you add that Zion Williamson to your team for 60 games a season, 70 games a season, if you can really maximize when he's out there, like, you can't tell me that that doesn't put you close to a championship with what you have.
closer. And then if you win a ring, he'll never be able to wear it because his hands are going to be swollen.
Yeah, you got the ring. Doesn't matter at that point.
Could wear it on his necklace, on his chain.
He swells.
Hawk, the thing you're doing with Zion, though, is the same thing you do with Tua. Like, oh, well, you know, he's going to stay healthy this season. And, yeah, I mean, I hope. But there's no proof to prove it. There's no precedent to prove that Tua's going to stay healthy for an entire season again because he hasn't. The same with Zion.
There's the season prior, Tua did. Tua started 17 games the season prior. There is precedent for him.
I meant more with Zion, but my argument with Tua was, okay, he did it for one season. Can he do it again? And I think, you know, last year was proof that you're kind of just praying that he can. You shouldn't feel confident that he can. And if you're the Heat, there's zero reason why you should say, okay, even if we brought him here, his body's going to hold up. He's only getting older.
Well, the question, again, though, the question is with the right conditioning and the right kind of front office and management, is he more compelled to do everything in his power to stay in better shape? And I would submit to you, yes. Like, that's part of, to me, what the Heat culture and Heat DNA is. It breeds that. Now, in the NFL and the NBA, no one's playing 82 games in the NBA. Very few quarterbacks are going to play 17 games in the NFL. So, I mean, that's part of the reality of it. I mean, LeBron's an Iron Man. Dude's missing games. Now, again, he's 41, 42 years old, so probably deserves a little bit more leeway than Zion Williamson at, you know, 26 or however old he is. I get the concern, and I understand why the market for a Zion Williamson would not be as strong as the market for a Zion Williamson should be. Just looking at him, and again, if you look at his stats for games that he's out there, you'd go, wow, that's a guy I want on my team. But if you look at what he's done over six seasons, you cannot rely on him. You can't count on him. So the question is, does a team have some sort of magic that can maximize him for a few seasons, or is that who he is for the entirety of his NBA career?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the latter, in my mind, but...
I think a lot of people would say that. I think a lot of people would say that, but yeah, that to me is the one outlier is Heat culture. Like, okay, you want to send him to Phoenix? I don't think you're going to get a different Zion Williamson. You want to send him to Sacramento? I don't think you're going to get a different Zion Williamson. Send him to Atlanta? I don't think you're getting anything different. Send him to Miami? I don't know.
And then he's going to eat into the salary cap so bad, and now Solana has to talk about aprons.
Eating an apron,
The more I think about it, I don't like it. He loves aprons because that means there's food around. I don't know.
Panthers play the Canadiens tonight at 7 p.m. They're back on the ice. The Heat beat the Wizards. thanks to Tyler Hero owning them and Bam Adebayo owning them. And then the rest of the team, too. Even Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez Jr. got some action and some play last night. The Bulls.
I mean, you got a team who lost 10 in a row, now go on a 5-game win streak.
Yeah.
That is the epitome of a schizophrenic team.
One of y'all called it. You called it about 8 games into the losing streak.
Exactly.
They're gonna trick us here coming up soon, and they're doing it. But
I'm gonna ask that to Will Manso as well. Are we approaching this point where we go, you know what?
No, we're not.
I'm Cleveland. I don't want to match up with the Heat in round one.
Here, 500 team. That's what we are.
Here's where the reality is, though, with that 5-game win streak. The Heat beat the Hornets. They beat the Hawks. They beat the Sixers. They beat the Warriors without Jimmy Butler. Without Steph Curry.
Without Steph Curry, yeah.
And then they beat the Wizards yesterday. They beat 4 teams who were below 500 and 1 team without their best player. Their next 3 games, at Boston tomorrow. Second night of a back-to-back versus Memphis on Thursday at home, and then home versus Milwaukee. If they are that team, Hawk, they've got to prove it to us over the next 3 games.
Well, I don't know if they're the team that wins those next 3 games, but what we thought was this team, after losing 10, would roll over and die against those lesser 5 opponents as well, and they didn't.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.